pasuk tells us that they brought the Aron into the Mishkan, into the Kodesh HaKodashim, and then they put the Paroiches in front of it. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Is that what Hashem commanded Moshe? They should put in the Aron and then they should put on the Paroiches? Or they should put the Paroiches and then they should put in the Aron? Let's look back. Perek Chavav, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Parshas Truma. It says, V'nosato es ha-paroiches, tachas ha-krosim. You should put the paroiches under the krosim. V'heveso shoma mi-beis la-paroiches as aroino edus. And you should put the aroino edus in there. Which one first? In the tzivo, it seems to say the paroiches should go first. In this week's parasha, it seems to say that they put the aron in first. It's a steer. So I want to share with you a yesod that I found in a sefer of Ma'amorim from my Rosh Hashiva. I didn't have the schus to hear it from him directly, that he gave before Tisha B'Av. Because many tzaddikim, when it comes Tisha B'Av time, they think about the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, because that's what's missing. So sometimes you can mine Margolios from seeing how they relate to Tisha B'Av to appreciate the Beis HaMikdash. And I think that there's a yesod here that we can mine that will not only help us to understand Parshas Pekudei, and not only help us to appreciate Purim, but could also be a major, major briach haticha and a major foundation in our dealing with challenges in our own lives. And some people have more difficult lives, some people have less difficult lives, but if anybody says they don't have challenges, first of all, then I'm not speaking to you, because, and second of all, I don't believe you. So the pasuk says in actuality that they put in the aron and then they put on the paroiches, but in the tzivoy it says to put the paroiches and then to put in the aron. Let's talk about this paroiches. And by talking about this paroiches, let's understand a yesod about that goes so deeply into life. The pasuk tells us in Parashas Truman, that same pasuk, Perek Chav Vav, pasuk Lamed Gimel, it says, "V'hivdila ha-paroiches lochem bein ha-kodesh u-bein kodesh ha-kodoshim." The paroiches will separate for you between the kodesh and the kodesh ha-kodoshim. And I think it's obvious that that word lochem is extra. It should have said, "V'hivdila ha-paroiches bein ha-kodesh u-bein kodesh ha-kodoshim." What does it mean it should separate for you? You see a big yesod from there. For example, many years ago, when I moved into my house in Waterbury, so those of you that have been in my house know that I have a small living room, and then past the living room, there's a study. But it wasn't like that when I moved into the house. When I moved into the house, it was just one large living room. I was coming from a tiny apartment in Brooklyn, a tiny, like the size of this room, and it was like a very, like only in Brooklyn, you know, like my bedroom opened up into the dining room. You know, Queens also, you could have apartments like that, you know, like that kind of like. So then we moved to Waterbury and we had a living room that was double the size of the way my living room is now. I remember telling my wife on the way home from checking out Waterbury, like, you saw that living room? It's like a bowling alley. I was like, I couldn't believe how big it was. Anyway, one day, the early days when I was first starting to get involved in the difficult malacha of helping families in crisis, one day it came to my attention, I was a very young Kyle guy, and there was a family of Gerim that was in crisis, and I needed to meet with the husband and then the wife, and I didn't have a study. So I met with them by the dining room table. You can imagine that my wife and kids, they couldn't hang out downstairs that day. So for 7 or 8 hours straight, my wife was exiled upstairs with the kids because it was important. It was like sensitive stuff going on downstairs. So because we didn't have a wall up, I had to distance from my wife. And one of the people that was involved in that story, who was in construction, and he saw what was going on, the next day he sent a worker to my house and put up the wall that you guys know between my living room and my study. Because the wall is up, I can be closer to my family because I can be spending time with people while they're right next door. But only because there's a wall up. What do you say, no? You would think that putting up a wall is always a separation, always a distance. It's not that way. Sometimes the wall enables you to be close. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should be able to do our avodah right next to a place that's like Shamayim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But we can't live in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if we want to have a Kodesh HaKadoshim next to us, what do we need? We need a Parochus. What looks like a separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really a hechatimtzi to be close to Him. The Parochus is the meeting place between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Yuman, Daf Ayin Beis, discusses, is the Parochus have a din of inside? Does it have a din of outside? In the second Beis HaMikdash, they were unsure. That's why there were two Parochus. Those of you that know how it worked, there were two Parochus. The Kaigadol would go like this. Because they were unsure. Does it have a din of the inside? Does it have a din of the outside? Because the Parochus was the meeting place between Shamayim and Aretz. V'hivdila ha-Parochus lachem. The Parochus is separating for you, for your sake, because I can't put the Aron in there if there's no Parochus. And I want the Aron to be close to you. So in order to have that closeness, I need to put up a mechitza. What are you saying? And then he says on that mimer, something b'shem gadol echad. I wish I knew who that gadol was. But if Maharsha Shiva calls someone a gadol, you could be rest assured that he's quite a gadol. And he says he wants to share a hargosha nifla'a me gadol echad. An incredible emotion from a gadol. And he says as follows. He says in the first parak of Bava Basra, which we have to get to here at some point soon, no? But the first parak of Bava Basra, there's a sugya, middle of Hilchas Shchenim and everything, there's a sugya about the second Beis HaMikdash. There's a discussion about the binyan of Hordas in the first parak of Bava Basra. He says, why was the first parak of Bava Basra the appropriate place to have a sugya about the Beis HaMikdash? He said, you know why he said this Gadol Echad? Because you know how Bava Basra starts? Hashutfim, sheratzu la'asais mechitza b'chatzar. The two sides, they wanted to have a mechitza and a chatzar. And the Gadol said, oh, that's the Beis HaMikdash. With his two sides that are able to connect, because there's a parechas, v'evdila ha-parechas lachem, mechitza b'chatzar. Come on. It's clear that of course they put in the Aroin and then they put up the Parochus. That's in the Maisa. Parshas Truma, Rabbi say, is not about the Lemaisa, it's about the Tzura. Like for example, I mentioned this morning after Mincha that Hashem told Moshe to make the Kalim and then the Mishkan, and Bezalel changed it to the Mishkan and then the Kalim. Because practically the Mishkan should be made first. So why did Hashem say the Kalim and then the Mishkan? Because the Kalim are more Chashev. In the Tzura, the Kalim come first. Practically how to do it, so there's a way to do it, but in the Tzura, the Kalim come first. And in the Tzura, you can't put the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadosh without a Parochus. It's a Tanai. The Aron could only be there if there's a Parochus. So it says, put up the Parochus, then put in the Aron. It's not telling you the Seder HaDvarim, and by the way, it's not me talking. The Ramban in Parshas Truma, right over there, Chavav Lamed Gimel, says he doesn't mention Parshas Pekudei, but I would bet my last dollar that he was thinking about that pasuk in Parshas Pekudei when he wrote this. He says that we're not, the Torah is not being mitzavayu, the Seder Hadvarim. It's describing to you the way things are supposed to be. The way things are supposed to be, you can't have an Aron there without a Parochus. You want to know how to do it? I'll tell you how to do it. Move in the Aron, put up the Parochus. But that place, that's the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch. So that yishuv of the two psukim, that's my ha'ara, based on this unbelievable yisoid that my Rosh Hashiva taught me through the sefer that I saw this week. Now I want to be megala something else. So this is like... I hope you guys didn't eat dessert. Let me just tell you this. If you look at Parshas Truma, I'm not trying to be cute, Yosef. I am serious. Okay? If you look in Parashas Truma, that same pasuk, Chavav Chav Gimel, Chavav Lamed Gimel, it says that the Paroiches hung under the krusim. Does anybody know what the krusim were?
Staves.
Hooks. Oh, what were the hooks for?
The wall.
What? Yes. It was one of the coverings of the Mishkan was called the Mishkan. They all were different, but the Mishkan was five yerios sewn together and another five yerios sewn together, connected by hooks. They each had loops and they had gold hooks that connected them. The gold hooks were the krusim. Each one of the yerios was four amos wide, I would say, because it was 28 amos long. Five together equals 20 amos. All together, the two together was 40 amos. 30 amos for the roof of the Mishkan, 20 of the Kodesh and 10 of the Kodesh HaKodashim, and then 10 amos down the back of the Mishkan. At which point did they connect? At the 20 amma mark, right? 20 amos was exactly where the Pareches was. So if you looked up at the Pareches and you looked all the way up, you saw 50 golden hooks. Okay? Dafgavir by the Pareches. Tachas HaKrosim. Amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the Luchas. There's five Dibros on one side, five Dibros on the other side. One represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one represents Klal Yisrael, and the two of them are connected. And then you have Yerios on the Mishkan. The Mishkan was, as the Rosh Hashiva talks nonstop, was a manifestation of Har Sinai. You've heard him talk about that? And on that Mishkan, you have Yerios, five on one side, five on the other side, connected with hooks. What does those hooks represent? The connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And what is right directly under those hooks? The Paroiches. V'hivdila ha-paroiches lochem. Bein ha-kodesh u'vein kodesh ha-kodesh, the place of connection. I spent time with someone today who went through something, is going through something very, very, very difficult. And a few times in our conversation, he expressed to me, a very, very special person, he expressed to me that he's struggling with the why. Why did Hashem do this to him? Why is Hashem putting him through this? He wasn't asking me why, because he knew that we don't ask why. He just was informed me, as a good friend, that he's struggling with the why. Many of us have had that thought. Things get in our way and seem to hold us back from moving forward in our lives. We want to know why, and we feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mechitza between him and us. We feel like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu introducing challenges in our lives that make it more difficult for us to get where we want to go, we feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu put up a mechitza. Certainly Esther HaMalka felt that way when she was kidnapped from the house of Mordechai, from the house of the Gadol Hadar, to live in the house of the Behemah of the Dar. To live in the house of Ahasuerus. That Tzadekes of that caliber was kidnapped to live in the Beis HaMalchus of that level of nothing, no Ruchnias. You imagine how empty she felt. She's the one who davened, Kaylee, Kaylee, Lama Azavtani. Hashem, why have you abandoned me? Why have you left me alone? Why did you build a mechitza between us? But now we look back at the story of Purim, and we realize, no, v'hivdila ha-paroiches lochem. The mechitza was for us. We would not be here today if not for that mechitza, if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowing Esther to be kidnapped. And that's a chizuk for us. That whenever we encounter in our lives a pareiches, we encounter something separating between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have the hasaga, instead of thinking to ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created a separation between us and him, Rather, we should recognize that perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created a vehicle to be close to Him. Just like the Pareichas itself is a vehicle to be close to Him. Just like the wall up in my living room was a vehicle to be able to be closer to my family. Not every Pareichas is a separation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts up a Pareichas, V'hivdila HaPareichas Lachem, Ben Kodesh Ben Kodesh HaKadoshim. All that's necessary is for us to look deeper than the surface. The time of Megillas Esther is the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, upon whom Mordechai served, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah are known, the reason they're called Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, Shechaziru Atara Liyoshna, is because they did something. They restored something that the Nevi'im took away, as it says in Megillah. The Nevi'im, when the Churban started to happen, and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was certainly a mechitza, and they practiced by davening was to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akel, HaGadol, HaGibar, VeHanoira, the great, strong, awesome Hashem. And the Nevi'im looked at the Makam HaMikdash, and they said, Nachrim mecharkerim beheichaloi. Goyim are dancing in his heichal. Ayeinoi ra'oisav, where is the awe? And they stopped saying Gadol, Gibor, and Noira. And the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah came along. And they restored Gadol, Gibor, and Noira. Because v'hivdila ha'paroiches lachem. Because they said, no, if we look deep enough, in the Mechitza, we'll see the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Churban. Hein, hein, Gvur Aysav. Hein, hein, Oyer Aysav. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be soivel for the purpose of bringing Klal Yisrael where we need to get, could be soivel, that Chilul Hashem, and carry it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to get us somewhere. Hein, hein, Gvur Aysav. Hein, hein, Oyer Aysav. That is his Gvura. That is his Neiroos. Do you hear what happened there? The Nevi'im saw a mechitza, and they were like, oh, it's a mechitza that separates between us and Hashem. We can no longer see Hashem. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said, no, the mechitza, that's where Hashem is. Hein, hein, Oyer Aysav. That's where it is. That's the awesomeness. By the way, it's Meduyik. In Lashon Mishmaya Esrei, Chazal signed their names. They signed in. They didn't just restore Gadol Gibor and Oyer. There's a little signal. And trying to answer it, that the Musar of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, that is the Lashon. Ata Gibor, La'olam Hashem. No, we don't take out Gibor. Ata Gibor La'olam. Not like the Nevi'im that thought that there's a time that we take out La'olam. We take out Gibor. When they restored Gibor, they put an Ata Gibor La'olam Hashem. It never stops, because even when there's a mechitza up, we could see Hashem's gevura in the actual mechitza. Ata gibor le'olam Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us to a world where we don't have to experience mechitzas, where we could just live together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But until then, until we need the different mechitzas in order to be close to Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the clarity and the bitachin and the strength to be able to see through what looks like barriers and to see every barrier as a point of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yashar Koyach.